This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Because I also have to tell you about something that hit me the other night watching the Valkyries that kind of...
Oh, boy. Are you going to make a bad joke about something that hit you at the Valkyries game?
No. Why would you go there?
Because it's so stupid.
Your mind is in the gutter.
I can't even believe you said that.
Your mind is in the gutter.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You know me better than that, Steiny. Your mind is in the gutter.
That's not who I am.
Coming up, 5 minutes, Steiny's Venture. I do have to ask you, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. Steiny, here as well. What is on your timeline? I'm listening to you this morning watch TikToks, Instagram reels. There was like a blurting T-Pain song followed by maybe it was one of Guru's predictions for the Giants. Like, what is on your timeline?
I don't know. I mean, that's why I go on my timeline to see what's on there. I don't.
But some say it tells you a little bit about yourself and what your interests are.
Okay.
Because the internet is trying to...
A lot of political stuff.
Build...
A lot of stuff about the Arctic.
Something that you'd like.
Yeah, Guru comes up because I work with him. Crime dramas come up, and isn't that called an algorithm?
Yeah, I mean, I just thought it was interesting. I'm always fascinated by what pops up on your timeline.
I don't know how to answer that.
Okay, I got you.
Sure.
I got a guarantee for you this season, Steiny.
Give it to me.
George Kittle.
Oh, God.
Why now? Why would you start like that?
I thought it was going to be something non-sports related.
Well, in 3 minutes, you're going to tell people your brilliant business idea.
This is sports related.
It is your idea?
Yes.
It's business related, but it's...
Sports business.
Has to do with sports.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the USF School of Business, sports business. George Kittle will not only lead this team in receiving yards and touchdowns, he will have... He might break his 2018 record, in which he set the tight end single season receiving record for yards.
Okay.
It was a little over 1,300. I feel very confident that George Kittle is going to have maybe his most prolific year as a passer. It's a Giddings guarantee, Steiny.
Okay. And I'll take it a step further.
Because he's going to over-deliver.
I'll take it a step further. If George Kittle leads the 49ers in receiving yards and touchdowns, they didn't have a good year.
What?
If George Kittle leads the Niners in receiving yards and touchdowns, they will not have had a good year.
What's not a good year?
They won't make the playoffs.
So who needs to lead them in receiving and touchdowns? Ricky Pearsall?
Somebody's got to lead him in one of those categories other than Kittle.
Well, I think that someone like McCaffrey could lead them maybe in receptions, although I think that spells trouble.
Are you talking about number of catches or yards?
No, I'm talking about yards and touchdowns, because receptions are kind of touchy for tight ends.
Yeah, I got you. I mean, and this is just me looking at it on the surface. McCaffrey's got to lead you in touchdowns. Like, he just does.
Not receiving touchdowns.
Oh, you meant receiving. I thought you meant overall touchdowns.
No, he's going to lead them in receiving yards and receiving touchdowns.
Okay.
In fact, I don't really know who else is a candidate.
Well, Jennings would be the candidate, I would think, right?
Yeah, he caught six touchdowns. At 910, something like that.
Yeah, I still don't want Kittle. Because Kittle is a key. Kittle and Williams are a key to McCaffrey's success, too. So, to me, if he's catching a lot, I'll bet you that means their running game is not as good as they want it to be, which means McCaffrey won't be having the year they wanted to have.
Well, they got Luke Farrell, so they got a better blocking
two tight end set.
Yeah, they got a better blocking tight end than Kittle, some are saying.
Well, that would be surprising, because Kittle's one of the best.
Seriously, Luke Farrell's been moving defensive linemen left and right. He's a monster. 6'5", 260.
I know people laugh at this. Well, then move him to the offensive line.
But he can do other things.
Apparently he can't. Apparently he's best at blocking.
Yeah, but those guys are valuable.
Put him on the line.
He's going to catch a couple balls, but...
Who's going to catch more? Juszczyk or Farrell?
That's a great question.
I know.
Well, Juszczyk's got to get on the field. He got stepped on in practice the other day. Probably not going to be available on Saturday. Mm. Here's Kyle Shanahan, by the way, on who you should not expect to see tomorrow.
I never like to decide until after this practice. Won't play a ton of them. Doesn't mean that we'll rest all 22. But don't expect to see a lot out there.
He's talking about his starters.
Right.
Not the tape. All 22.
Gotcha.
So don't expect to see Purdy, McCaffrey, Kittle, Warner, Bosa, Trent.
It should be fun out there.
Well, the Broncos might not be throwing their vaunted defensive line out on Saturday because they just proved everything they need to prove yesterday.
When are they going to get rid of these games?
What, preseason?
Yeah.
Never. Well, they're trying to. They eliminated one. They added a regular season game.
I've said it before. This isn't even my great idea. It's just another of my great ideas, but it's not the one I'm specifically talking about. They're going to go to an 18-game schedule, and when they do, they need to eliminate all the exhibition games, and they come out week one just like a college team playing their opener. You don't need exhibition games.
Yeah, but their opener is not going to be against Saskatchewan State. It's going to be against the Seattle Seahawks.
Right.
You need preseason.
I don't think you do. I seriously don't think you do.
You only need joint practices?
A couple, and then go play the game. You know, okay, great. Have a 3X before you even play a game. Mikel Williams is hurt. He didn't even play a game yet.
Well, the Chargers left tackle broke his knee without even stepping on the field, it sounds like. It was in a practice, Stein. He got carted off yesterday.
I know. And
guys are going to get hurt no matter what type of game it is.
Okay. Can I tell you my idea?
Okay, what do you got? Steiny's great idea.
All right. Is Carter back there?
He's been waiting.
Okay. So here it is. Now I need you to really... How do I want to set it up?
Do you want to tell people where you came up with this, or it just hit you?
It just kind of hit me.
We were talking to...
No. I'll do it my way.
Sinatra.
We'll do it live. Okay, so it was a few weeks back. Sometimes we throw a topic out there and it absolutely lands flat.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
One of the topics recently that fell absolutely flat was we tried to compile a list of sports bars that you go to if you want to root for your hometown team. Like, and the one that we give an example of is Shanghai Kelly's. It's a Pittsburgh Steeler bar in the city.
Now, all of these bars, for the most part, are also places that Niners fans congregate to watch games.
I guess, but...
No, this is what we're talking about at the cafeteria, is that pretty much every bar is also kind of a Niners bar.
Here's my idea. And I'm begging certain fans not to take this personally. But we know that San Francisco and the Bay Area is an area of transplants, right? A lot of people from other areas, they come here.
Like you.
Yeah, like me. And some of us, over the course of time, while we respect the teams that play here in the Bay, the 49ers and the Giants and the Warriors, they've all had a lot of success, and there are teams in our area. Nevertheless, there sometimes is a group of fans, you know, Warrior fans, Giants fans, you know, the 49er fans, they're a little annoying. They can get a little annoying. Like, I really don't get upset or annoyed with the teams, but sometimes the fans annoy me. And so here's my idea. And I'm going to need a name for it, but I'm thinking of starting a sports bar where the theme is, no, it's not a Cincinnati Bengals sports bar, or it's not a Steelers sports bar. What it is, it's. I'm going to create a bar in San Francisco where you root against all the Bay Area teams. It's a bar you can go to and root against the Giants and against the Niners and against the Warriors. For example, tonight the Giants play the Nationals. Now, here's why I think this could strike gold, is sure, you want to encourage Nationals fans to come to the bar and watch that game.
All seven of them.
Yeah, but we're not going to limit it to them. You don't have to be a Washington Nationals fan. I know there are a lot of fans out there that just want the Nationals to win tonight. Why? Because they don't like the Giants and some of their fans. So, that's my idea. To have a sports bar in the Bay where some transplants can go to root against the Bay Area teams. And that would be the theme.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that won't be vandalized.
No, we'll put that steel, that steel garage door thing.
A steel curtain.
Now, I do need a name for it.
We've already got a couple of suggestions. Mine, and I threw this out immediately when you were talking about the idea. Antis, just anti whatever Bay Area team is playing that night. We've seen the YouTube chat already throw a couple of names in. This is from No. Call it haters. It's in consideration.
It's not bad.
The 650, Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. The visitors section. Not bad.
It's not bad.
Road team rallies. 925. The Nay Area Bar and Grill.
That's not bad.
That's also not bad. That's
what about this bad one?
Okay.
Golden Hate Tavern.
Obviously a play on.
Oh, I like this one. Rebels.
Golden Gate Tap Room.
Rebels.
Rebels is pretty good. Shout out Ole Miss. Okay, so if you have a suggestion for Stein, if you'd like to help him with his business venture, no, it will not be called anti-disestablishmentarianism, but antis could be a shorter version of it.
And I guess this is the part that it just flummoxes me. You know, Andis Brown on the YouTube chat, this is on brand for Steiny to see the negative side for his... What? Why would that be considered negative?
Because you're encouraging people to root against all Bay Area teams.
I'm not encouraging them. They already root against the Bay Area teams. They just need a place to unite.
707 saying, take my money. I mean, 888-957-9570. If you'd like to contribute to this idea, if you love it, if you hate it, please let us know. You know, it's one of those ideas, because you're right. The original premise of this topic, it fell pretty flat on its face. I'm not going to lie to you. It did not go well that day when we were trying to gather all the different bars for visiting teams in the Bay Area or just the San Francisco area. This one's got some legs to it. And we already got some people calling in that we're going to get to in just a moment. But I do think there's a ton more participation. And honestly, it's kind of taken off more than I thought it would.
I do realize that maybe some people will not like the idea. I'll bet they're Bay Area hardcores. I got to believe Willard wouldn't be frequenting the place.
From anyway. Theodore Rain on YouTube. Hate Ashbury.
Oh.
That's actually pretty good. Spelled, obviously, H-A-T-E instead of how it
how
usually
about Bitters?
Is spelled. Bitters is nice. Someone, I mean, obviously the Steinies is probably the, because, and this is it too. If you just named it Steinies, I think most people would kind of get it.
Oh, I don't think so. I think if there were a bar in the city named Steinies, I think people would assume that, yeah, I don't know what they would assume. Never mind.
Tuck Rule Tavern. That's the suggestion from Carter. That's not bad. All right, let's go to Ben, who's in Berkeley, who wants to provide a potential name.
Sure.
Ben, good morning. What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I would name it Steiny's Haters Lounge, and it sounds like heaven to me. Oh, man, this sounds like heaven to me. That sounds like a place I would want to bring, like, three of my lady friends, lounge there all day. I was just hoping to have good food there, and I could just hate on the Niners how without Deion Sanders they wouldn't have won a Super Bowl since the 80s.
Yeah, I mean,
if it wasn't for Deion.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I mean,
yeah, you go ahead.
And that would be so much of the fun of it. We would like get together, we'd be watching the Niners, and ideally they'd be down 17-3 late third quarter, and then we could talk about how all the teams, the old Niner teams, were overrated. And they really had no business winning five Super Bowls. And, yeah, it wouldn't have happened without Deion Sanders. Like, that would definitely be part of what you go there for.
Yeah, you could dress up real nice, and hopefully you could charge a very expensive to get in.
Yeah.
And we could all talk about how Jerry Rice is not the greatest of all time.
Oh, my God.
I mean, the guy gave himself his own name. Who is this dude?
Yeah.
This guy is the worst, man. I mean, Lawrence Taylor would slap him in the face.
You know
I mean,
it.
Get this guy out of here.
You know it.
These guys, if it wasn't for Dwight Clark jumping up on a mistake. How did the Cowboys lose that game in 81 to the Niners?
And you know
that
what?
That makes me sick.
And yeah, I agree. Yeah. And that would be a topic. But you know what else I could do is in theory I could utilize my Rolodex. And for example, you know, let's say week one, who we got? We got Seattle.
Oh yeah.
So you come to the you know, the Haters Bar,
mm-hmm.
and you know who would be there?
Lofa Tatupu.
Yeah, we'd have like Jim Zorn and David Craig and Steve Largent. They would be the guests there because it's Seattle. And let's go. Let's go. Let's beat those Niners. Let's beat those Bay Area teams.
Thanks, Ben.
Oh, yeah.
Is it a good idea?
I appreciate the call. Well, it sounds like he also might be queuing up some trivia nights.
How about this one? Or the Traitors.
Traitors is pretty good. There's a there's a Trader Sam's.
That's true.
I do love that one. 888-957-9570. If you'd like to contribute to Steiny's, just out of the wind idea of an anti Bay Area bar, not as a place to come in and, you know, just actively root against, but more so just embrace how you already feel. Because we know that in a transplant city here in San Francisco, there are people that do root against Bay Area teams. So this would be somewhat of a haven for haters,
yeah.
if you will.
Yeah, and like I said, people have a certain feeling about haters, but we all know that they do exist, whether we like it or not. And I'm just trying to get them a common place to congregate, essentially.
This is from the 925. Yeah. Boxer Gerson, work injury attorneys text line. Love this idea of a haters bar. I'd be there every game pissed off watching pods play every minute of a game. You know, it's less of, well, maybe it could be about the individuals.
It could be. That's fine.
If you're there to root against an individual on a team, you know, and this is, I guess, what you're trying to get at is it's a safe haven for all. You know,
it would be a safe environment for everybody, but Bay Area sports fans.
Assuming that it doesn't get vandalized within the first week.
You know, it's funny because it's not that I've given this a lot of thought. It's been on my mind for about 15 years. The one thing we would have to figure out is the possibility that some Bay Area sports fans, Giants, 49ers, or Warrior fans, would try to access the bar for less than productive reasons. In other words, I don't like fighting. I just like negativity on its own without any retaliation. And so that would be my one concern, is you'd have the diehard fans trying to get in and start trouble. And that's not what this would be about.
Is there a screening process? Like, do you have to get patted down, like, and stripped of, like, if you are wearing a 49ers, like, jersey?
Yeah, that's unacceptable. No.
You can't be allowed in?
No. No colors. No blue or gold for the Warriors, no red and gold for the Niners, and don't you dare show up with orange and black.
Unless you're rooting for the Orioles.
You know what I think it would be? The way to do it would be, have you ever been to Salt Lake City?
I haven't.
No, okay. No. Salt Lake City.
A little out of the way.
In order to go to some bars in Salt Lake City, you actually have to purchase a membership. So you can go there, not being a member, but they're going to charge you a membership fee. It's like a cover, $5, $10. But then you can go to the bar all year. So I would probably do something like that.
So it's just like a regular bar?
Yeah.
Oh, heck yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I would be thinking.
Well, and we're getting some ideas from both Boxer and Gerson, work injury attorneys text line, as well as the YouTube chat. Carlos Guido's got me thinking, Steiny, because usually there's, you know, a message, right? Top of the bar. So let's say, you know, Steiny's bar.
And, okay.
Or haters, traitors, whatever you want to call it. Underneath, there's a wooden panel with just two words. No malice.
Exactly. And that would be the theme.
There's no malice.
No, there's negativity, but it comes without the maliciousness. It's just, I think I've hit the nail on the head.
I think you might have struck gold. And honestly, oh my God. In fact, San Francisco might be the only place where this could, like, do you think this could work in Philadelphia? I don't.
I think it could work anywhere with the right amount of security.
Do you have investors?
Not yet.
Well,
but I'll tell you what. I could find them.
And a lot of the different events that you would throw would be based around opposing teams.
Oh, absolutely.
So trivia night tonight, or you know, maybe Thursday, would be based around Washington Nationals old players, or maybe Washington Nationals trivia questions.
Yeah,
we could do pots on how many batters Mackenzie Gore is going to strike out on Saturday.
Yeah, and obviously a night like tonight, it'd be a big night at the bar. I'd probably have Strasburg there. I'd probably have who else played for the Nationals? You know, Rendon.
Well, you could take it back to the Expos days. You could get Gary Carter to come by. Andre Dawson, I'm sure, would come in to help support the Nats.
But here's the key, though. The only way this is going to work is on a night like tonight, you can't just limit it to Nationals fans. Like, Dodger fans, you're more than welcome to come in tonight.
RIP Gary Carter.
And root against the Giants. That's the theme of the bar. How about call it the Ops?
The Ops ain't
bad.
Not bad. Yeah, Pasta just lit me up. That's okay.
That's not bad.
Willie Mo Pena from the 415. We'll see if he's available. 888-957-9570. This is Steiny's brand new idea. If you have a name for a bar that is built around the transplants here in the city or the greater Bay Area coming in to root against Bay Area teams, I guess the phone lines are open.
Could you imagine, you know, it's a Saturday night and the Warriors are playing the Clippers and you have nothing to do and you just say, you know what, let's go to that bar and just rip Draymond Green the whole game, that dirty guy.
Oh,
let's
come
just
on, man.
Go there. We root against Curry. We root against Draymond. Go Clippers, even though we don't have Norm Powell.
Well, I'm sure there's somebody that a lot of fans are rooting against. You want to talk about him next?
Sure.
Jonathan Kuminga. All right, the latest on the other side. We also got a couple of things that I do want to get to. I have my list of the worst attire that a coach can wear in the history of sports. I got my top five coming up in about 30 minutes, maybe 40 minutes. On the other side, in the 12 o'clock hour, we're going to do that. But
nice.
If you have any suggestions for Steinmetz and his business venture, maybe an investor out there would like to get in on the action. 888-957-9570 is the number. Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. Matt Steinmetz holding it down, as always. And that segment was brought to you by LifeSource Water Systems.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.